Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA from Derry. Indeed, Derry, the city of culture, at this gathering, Ireland 2013, Fla Kiul na hÉireann Comhaltas Cultúrtha Éireann, the boss, the director general, the chairman worldwide of Comhaltas Cultúrtha Éireann. We're delighted to welcome Senator Lauras O'Murchú.
Thank you very much.
Last year, we spoke about the significance of... Of course, we've had you as a guest in cabin for the last 3 years. But the tremendous significance of bringing the Fla Kiul, Comhaltas Cultúrtha, worldwide, across the border for the very first time into this fabulous Derry.
Yes, it's the first time in the 62-year history of the Fla. And over those 62 years, the Fla would have been held in different towns throughout Ireland, right down as far south as Listowel, which would have had it on 14 occasions. But at all those Fla, Northern Ireland was always so well represented. Thousands travelled to the Fla, and it was felt it was just time to show our appreciation. So coming to Derry, in a way, it's a Fla Kiul of appreciation for all the people in Northern Ireland who kept our music, our singing, dancing and games alive. And I can see here how they're embracing it. The joy and the excitement is palpable here since last Sunday. We had the official opening last Sunday with the President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins. Now, normally the first day of the Fla would be a relatively small attendance at an opening. Over 10,000 people turned into the square for the opening last Sunday.
For the opening. Boy, wait until Cavan hears that. No, it is, I think you can feel the excitement in the air. The atmosphere is electric.
Yeah, the attention to detail here has been absolutely unique. And you can see it here in the local people. They go out of their way to help. If they look at you and feel you need directions, they stop you in the street. They invite you into their company. Yeah. So you feel immediately that the homes and the hearts of Derry have been open to people virtually from all over the world. I think also it's good news for Ireland because it shows a normality which now has come to the island of Ireland. And a very nice thing has happened here in Derry, and it's the first time ever again at a Fla Kiul. The loyalist bands here in Derry are fully participating in the Fla. Today they will be having an open-air display next Saturday again.
Yes.
They put on a play relating to their history. They're coming to our meetings. And I was reading one of the newspapers here which would reflect that tradition, welcoming this as well. And they're actually calling it, from that point of view, a revolutionary Fla Kiul. So I think that's good news.
And we just... witnessed and seen the PSNI, the Police Service of Northern Ireland, participating with their own band. I mean, who would have even dreamt that the day would ever come?
Yeah, I just attended that display below, and I met with Commander Steve Martin, and he was making that very point, that this was a first, and I could see below the appreciation of the people. I think what's coming across here is decent common humanity, like politics laid to one side, the things that divide us laid to one side, and people are now focusing on the things which unite us. And because our heritage is so ancient, you know, it's much more potent than more recent political divisions. So all of those, like the band playing, the loyalist bands playing, mixing with the nationalist bands, that's the message that's coming across. Look, who we are as a people, respecting each other while not necessarily losing our own identity.
Right. We also find that there are quite a number of people who have mentioned that Derry was considered for many decades somewhat of a stepchild of of Northern Ireland, and that all the focus seemed to be on Belfast. And that has really changed. This is the shining light city and city of culture.
That's true. And you can see the newspaper reports again. We've had difficulties in Belfast.
Right.
And people are making the point, look at the comparison with Derry. Derry is a model in every sense of the word. The bands can still march as long as they're not offensive, and they're
right.
not offensive. And it's a pity that we don't learn from the good news. And the good news very often doesn't get as much circulation as the other news.
Yeah.
But I'm absolutely delighted that what we're seeing here is a minuscule of what Ireland could be. And I think we should take the lessons from that.
Yes. Of course, we're in a city that may have been, the hind leg of inward investment. That has obviously changed tremendously. The amount of upgrading and the new buildings and the amount of industry that has come into Derry and to the surrounding areas as well.
But I can remember coming to Derry 15 or 20 years ago. There wasn't even a single hotel at that time. Now you have some of the finest hotels in Ireland are here.
Right.
If you look at the Millennium Forum Theatre, you realise the progress that has been made. There's been so many developments here over the last 10 or 12 years that anybody who has not seen Derry in that time would be very agreeably surprised if they came here. And as well as that, there's a great sense of peace and contentment right around the city wherever you go.
You know, this is roughly how many participants are there?
Yes. Well, the flag proper gets underway on Friday. That's the big part of it, if you like. In the actual qualifiers playing, you have 7,000 musicians. They will have qualified from the provinces, including from North America and from Britain. And then in addition to that, you get about anything up to 12,000. So you'll have about 20,000 performers alone here.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you're going to have huge numbers of observers. They're traveling in, not just from every corner of Ireland, but from every corner of the world.
You would not believe, and of course we've experienced this over the last few years, whereas yes, these are competitions, but the camaraderie is incredible. I mean, musicians are there, you know, when they're not performing.
Sure.
They're in the front rows cheering on.
That's right. Yeah, there is that spirit here, I must say. And at the drop of a hat, you can ask a musician, among the top musicians, play a tune. They'll take the instrument out of the case impromptu, and they will play that music. And I can remember John Healy, the great writer in the Irish Times.
Yes.
He used to write a column called Sounding Off back in those years. And he was given a description of a flacule. And he made reference to Billy Murphy, who was a sergeant in the RUC. He was played the accordion.
Yes.
And John Healy made the point that time, you could stop any musician. You didn't ask who they were, what politics. You just depended on their music. And I can recall going to Belfast in 1969 and meeting Billy Murphy at a Colthus function. And I understood what John Healy was saying. Nobody thought of who he was, what he was. He was playing good music, and really that was what united the people.
Senator Lauras Omarahu, as always, it's our pleasure. And, you've done it again.
Thank you, and it's wonderful to have you here in Ireland. Always is. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.